Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We are live on the air, and if you want to join in and give us a call, you can reach us at area code 646-478-3594. And you know, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Northern California. A bit chilly, but you know, winter is here, definitely. Day with Dave Levine and the Hymen Blasters. And I would just like to say thank you to all of my loyal listeners who are on right now listening to the show. Thank you. You're so wonderful. And this next song goes out to Dave Anger, one of my most loyal fans. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
off of the newest Crank album.
Go!
Here we go. Here we go. let's do a aggression song. Go up to Oxnard, Nardcore land.
I just found something out. You guys are all going to be on an album. This is going to be an aggression live album at CDGB's. And you're the star! We're going to play a new song now called The Keeper.
Recorded live at CBGB's in New York.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
flavor variety to the show. Olive Blur's up next.
Generation of men raised by women who run away with wives of crushing.
Millionaire, you will have to live here. If you want to death, you're corporate. Need to help. Run with you. Yeah. Run with you, man. I'm a shadow. Living in with you for free. Feel like my blood is back to slavery. Nothing you can do. Who do you say? Pull me out of the grave. I'll put you in the grave. Run with you.
From All a Blur also plays in the Hymen Blasters. All right, here we go with Men in Black up next. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
antisocial. And I have a request here from Tequila Mockingbird, who's here.
Hey,
with me.
Hi. Hello, my dear.
Hey, I'm sending you that.
Rocker.
I'm sending you that link you wanted. There you go.
Oh,
okay,
thank you.
So,
I'll put it up on my page. Thank
give
you.
Give me the skinny on Hollywood. What's going down in L.A.
Oh,
right
my.
Now?
Well, we just had the Pasadena Doodah Parade, so everybody went crazy. We were all in the streets in our craziest outfits, and they put it back in Old Town Pasadena, so everybody
nice.
Was rocking out, and great rock bands this year. I think it's going to be a rock event. It's turning into one where everybody's bringing a flatbed truck, and they're putting their band on the truck, and they're playing for the city of Pasadena.
Right on.
And it was totally rock. And then tomorrow, the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Dwight Yoakam is going to be in the parade.
And, oh, awesome. You know, he was a big part of the punk rock scene back in the early days with the Blasters. And, yeah.
I know. You know, nobody knows that he was originally a punk boy.
Exactly.
So, that's really good. And so the Hollywood Christmas Parade, it's all the usual suspects, Montel Williams and Eric Estrada and just all these, like, Eric Roberts. It's kind of run by Scientology now, so it's not the Hollywood Christmas Parade that your mom used to go to where there were real big Hollywood stars. It's basically, but it's still a great parade, and Santa Claus is still the star. And isn't that what it's all about?
That's right, and the spirit of giving.
I know. You know, you look at Santa Claus, and you know he's into Slayer.
I remember many years ago when I was a teenager, I worked at Hollywood Dog Obedience, training dogs. And taking them to shows and things. And we were in the Hollywood Christmas parade one year. And I marched with my little tiny toy poodle, and I made her this little clown costume with a tutu. And it was so cute. She was a little white toy poodle.
Yes, we make Hollywood ours by including ourselves into these events.
Right.
I think that's the way we do it. So let's play some punk rock, because I said punk rock or glory, and
that's
what
right.
I'm loving about this event right here, listening to you on the radio, Candace.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I really love what I do, and that's most important in life is to be able to do what you love and what your heart desire is, you know? Okay, so
absolutely.
Here's one. Here's one I know you'll like. This is from Dave Anger's band, Crankshaft, and this is Wise Men. Here we go.
Wise men destroy the earth.
I just love that. That's Banger with Lynch the Landlord. You know, I was talking to my rep at the Orchard the other day, you know, and he's talking about all the new advertising campaigns we've got, and the least expensive one starts at $1,500, you know. And I told him, I said, dude, I don't have any Taylor Swift's on my label. He said, oh, yes, you do. So I guess we just got to really keep promoting and buying ads and doing the best we can to get you guys out there. So if you're listening and you haven't bought Tequila Mockingbird's new album, it's Tequila Mockingbird and the Blonde Moon Dust, and you can't go wrong. You can catch her at the Redwood downtown. It's downtown L.A., right?
Yeah, on Sundays, every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday. And the Redwood's been a known punk gig for a long, long time.
Oh, but don't forget, you can come visit us on the 30th of November at the, not my band, but I booked Cat Museum, Tom Monitor, and, oh my God. So Cat Museum, Tom Monitor, and Atomic Kangaroo are playing at the Punk Museum, which is at Larchmont and Melrose
on
the 30th from 8 to 11 p.m. We only do special events at the Punk Museum, and as you know, I love to move the place around because, you know, that's punk rock. But staying in the same place and paying the same rent is not punk rock.
Right,
so,
right.
But, yeah, right now we're at Larchmont and Melrose, and we're rocking every Thursday night from 8 to 11, and we have movie night on Tuesdays. So if you like a nice horror movie, come on down.
Oh, yeah. I like some of those B-rated movies because, you know, I grew up with a father who took me to the filming of different movies and TV shows, you know. And I always knew what the phony stuff was, you know. So it's like those B-rated horror movies, they never really scared me, you know, because I knew what from Dad, you know, what was real and what was fake.
Absolutely. You live in Gomer Pyle's Quonset Hut.
I do. And you know, this metal tuna can is really cold. I looked at, with the heater on, okay, I just have a little space heater that it's supposed to heat pretty good, but my thermostat this morning, when I look at the temperature gauge inside my house, I mean, the only room that has heat, it was like 56 degrees. And it's made it up to 59 now. And it's like I'm sitting here with, flannels on and a hat, my hunter's hat and gloves and everything else. It's like I'm cold.
Oh, my God. It's like you have a grunge party at your house. Grunge party for one.
But, you know, one of these days, you know, I'll find the time to put more work into the place, you know. Oh, back in 2014 when they were building this new bridge, or maybe it was sooner than that, I don't know, a friend of mine came out here and helped me rip out the wood paneling on one side of the house. And then they locked up the road on me for like the next 5 years. So that project got put on hold. And then I got stuck in here that winter. And I had an even smaller space heater. So, and I bought all new appliances. So I used those great big boxes and put those back up on the walls. Because these metal Quonset huts are cold. Ugh.
Oh, yes, I know. I grew up on base, and I lived in a Quonset hut, and I remember it's the kind of chill that goes right straight through you.
It does. That's right. You're a military daddy's kid.
Yep, I'm a brat. I'm a Coast Guard brat. And that is why I am so punk rock, because first you have to learn the rules, then you learn to break the rules. But you got to learn the rules to break them right.
Right.
See, I want to talk about my favorite L.A. band right now, Shimmerbed. They just played Doll's Hut, and it was an amazing gig. And Sean Shimmer is an excellent graphic artist as well as a really fucking great punk rock band. So Shimmerbed, be on the lookout for Shimmerbed.
Well, you know, I don't know if you remember the band Ill Repute, one of the original. Okay, yeah, they played the cafe quite a few times, and word is getting around that, you know, Doug Moody has retired and that I've taken Mystic over, and I got an email from Tony the other day, a Cortez of Ill Repute, and he wants to come back to Mystic, and I'm just so excited because I've been bringing everybody back in. So far I've gotten, you know, of the older bands, you know, I've had the mentors back quite a while now, and now I've got Ill Repute back. Of course, they have a new band, Robot Uprising. But, you know, when I can find these guys and talk to them, I can tell them, look, I can send your royalties every quarter, so you don't have to worry. I mean, I can't undo the past, but I can move forward here, you know.
Absolutely. That's right. And that's how I came to Mystic, because you were running it. I came to Mystic because you're running it. I love Doug, and I've known Doug for, I was his secretary in 1982.
Right.
So I knew him intimately, but not that intimately. Not as intimately as your vibrator does, but I know him intimately, you know, as an artist. I did the Hollywood Stomp with B Detroit and UXA.
Yes, and I've been asking him for that recording because I want to put it out again. He's the only one who has it, and he won't give up with it. It's like, I told him one time, I said, what, are you going to have an open casket so we can shove everything in the casket with you?
Yes, he wants to take it with him. But,
annoying.
I was in the studio when King's X would come in. I was in the studio when Brandon Cruz first came in. I've known him since he was a child. And, oh, my God,
right.
He's like a little dude now.
Right,
and
right.
With grandchildren, most likely. And
right,
I've known
right,
him
right.
since he was, like, you know, right after he left Father. And so I was in the early days of Mystic, well, post when Led Zeppelin recorded with Mystic.
Right. I have a couple of pictures that I snagged from Doug's house of John Bonham on drums, you know.
They recorded
there were
it.
More.
People wouldn't even know that. You know, that's history.
I know.
Mystic was right across the street from the Cafe de Grand.
Yes.
And Candace and I met at the Cafe de Grand and
yes.
spent many, 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 many nights together at the Cafe de Grand.
Yes.
You remember when I dyed my hair in the bathroom for my birthday party and the Blasters were playing and X was playing? And whoa,
I tried my hardest not to use the bathroom there.
Yes. Well, we want to honor the people at Cafe de Grand because Michael was such a wonderful guy, and he was so great to me.
He was, you know.
He was.
And going back to Doug Moody, some of his artists that I have on my country label, Horseshoe Records, like Dickie Lee and The Strange Loves, and they all laugh because they all knew Doug was cheating them, you know. But, I mean, they all made, you know, number one hits on Billboard, you know. So, you know, they really didn't care. And just the other day, this guy says that was discovered by Doug back in the 60s. He said, you know, we all knew he was cheating us, but we kind of laughed because he was so gracious and so acted so humble and like the perfect gentleman, you know, and he was always chipper and happy. He said, we just let him get away with it, you know.
Well,
and I said,
okay,
but
not many people were getting signed, so you had to sign with whoever asked.
Well, and they used to do such a promotion where they actually knew how to manipulate the Billboard charts. And that is, like, so completely biased. And if they tried that crap today, they would get sued. You know what I mean? But,
they used to shelve everybody. They would get your band to sign with them, and then they would shelve you. And then they'd play you for their relatives, and then their relatives would put out a shit version of what you played, and they would promote that.
Oh, wow.
I was really anti-corporate because that's what I saw going on in the corporate world when I was a young punk. And And that's why, you know, waited. I gave you 40 years of work all at once because I was like, I didn't want to give it to anybody. I didn't trust anyone.
Right. Yeah, it's a dog eat dog world, and you know it's really hard, you know, to see through the muck. But you know, I love the industry. You know, it's wonderful, and the punk rock scene has always been so comfortable to me. I just feel at home, you know. And these kids are talking about these old movies of Lee Ving and the band Fear, and they're like, oh man. They had prerequisites just to be a punk rocker in college, and I'm laughing my butt off because it's like, really? We made those films, you know? We were the people in those films, you know, and supported them and brought them together, you know, and then years later kids are watching those saying, well, you've got to have a prerequisite to be a punk. It's like, really?
Well, you know, I was booking New Wave Theater, and I was probably like the first person to walk in the door with a bunch of collections of people
right.
that I considered punk and put them all on TV. So X, Blasters, Black Flag, Circle Jerk, Fear, 45 Grave, I put them all on TV in 1980 to 1983 because I loved the sound, and it was... Corporate rock had just gotten so boring. It was so bogus and huge and cumbersome and big and stupid, and I just hated that. But punk rock, that was a do-it-yourself thing, and anyone could do it, and that's the thing about punk. Anybody can do it because it's a feeling from the inside out. You're not looking at the world on the outside and trying to emulate it.
Right.
Let's listen to some punk rock.
All right. Well, let me see, what have we got here? Lynch the Landlord. All right, this is off of the new compilation album I put together called The Horrors of Bedlam. Woohoo! Woo!
Stand by vision 6 days.
Welcome to Bedlam.
Rockin'.
Oh, how about some Don Bowles? You want to hear the Germs' Vicious Children with Mox Nix? Before
yeah.
The Germs. All right, cool.
Love
here
the
we
germs.
Go. Watch out for those Vicious heard much from him, have you?
Yeah, he's around. He's always around, for sure. I mean, he'll always be around.
Oh, wait, that's right. I saw him in Las Vegas in the beginning of Fat Mike's museum there.
They're hanging out. You know, there's not many opportunities for old punks. I guess it's where old punks go to die.
Oh goodness. Well, you know,
I can't wait till they open one in Honolulu.
Hey, you know, speaking of Hawaii, the Undercity Kings came back to send me some music and put up their newest release. In fact, I just got an email from the manufacturer that their wax is ready. We did a picture disc for them. And they have their one original song that was on a couple compilations with Mystic called Undercity Kings. And, you know, it's good to know that, you know, people are willing to come back to Mystic and forget the past, you know, and move forward. And that's the most important part is moving forward, you know, bury the hatchet. That wasn't me. That's Doug, you know. And
well, Doug is 95?
He just turned 95 November 3rd, yes.
Yes, 95 years old. And he's been a great service. He does love punk rock. We got to give him that. He did love punk rock. He couldn't have done it if he didn't, you know. But
right,
95
right.
is time to wind down and rest and, you know, it's time to hand the baton to someone who can handle it. That's what
I
think.
That's true.
He's the grand old man of punk. He's the grand old man who ripped every. Never mind. He's the grand old man of punk.
Poopah.
And you know, right. We love him. We love you, Doug Moody. But you know, he caused a lot of trouble amongst the kids. So.
Yeah, you know, and it's divided. Either they absolutely love him because he gave them a chance and put them on a record, or they absolutely hate him, you know, and they spit bullets every time they open their mouths about Mystic, you know. It's like, okay, well, let's move forward now. That's the old. We're doing away with the old, and we're bringing in the new.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got a caller on the line. Let's see who this is.
Ooh, I bet you it's Dave Anger.
Let me
hello,
see.
Hello.
Well, we have a caller on the line, 747 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, sweetie. It's Dave Anger, your favorite
hey.
Hollywood guy.
Oh, yay. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How are you ladies doing today?
We're doing good.
Oh, yeah, we're better now that you're on the line. Ooh, three-way.
Ooh.
Thank you. So glad you're doing better, Candace. I'm so glad you're healthier now. How are you feeling,
yeah.
by the way? Better?
Oh, yeah, very good. And the only thing is I've got to figure out some kind of central heating system in my house because it is cold here in this metal tuna can I live in.
Oh, God, that's right, huh? I forgot about that.
We got to play
some crankshaft. That'll warm you up.
There we go. Okay, this is one of my favorites off of your newest album. And remember, if you want Dave Anger's Lucky 13 crankshaft album, you know where to get it. MrCrackersHQ.com.
Records!
That's right.
Stay on, Dave. We want to talk to you.
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you winning, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo. Is all I ever motherfucking hear from you. Boo, hoo, 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 hoo. Is all I ever hear from you. Boo, hoo, hoo. Is all I ever fucking hear from you.
Okay, I hope, hey, there's one that didn't pull that feedback into the microphone. Yay!
That's that old demo before the actual recording off the record. That's funny. You know, I got inspired by that song, the boo-hoo-hoo part. I was breaking up with this girl, and I made her stay on the sofa for the last couple of months, and I could hear her crying in that particular fashion. So that's what inspired me to write that song that way.
I was going to ask you what was behind that because it's so brutally honest and there, you know?
I know, but it's just she was literally going, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and I go, that's going to be a great song.
It's hard for a girl to break up with you.
Oh, she was horrible. I could tell you a story. She was horrible. Stole my mother's stuff, my dead mother's stuff that said mom. Oh, I don't even want to go into it. I'm working on a book, there, Tequila, and I'm going to call you about getting some hints because I know you've done a few literary items and stuff. So I'm thinking I'm writing the story of my life. It'll make a few toenails curl and some curls straighten out.
All right.
Let's play some Rigor Mortis.
You can't keep a
good
man down.
Yeah, give me some
Rigor
Mortis,
big ass. Can't keep a good man down. Okay, well, I'm looking for Rigor Mortis. I'm going to play some Sheiks of Shake. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
All right.
Party still for no.
We'll be right back. falling star. They're selling another postcard of hell, and somehow it still don't smell any better. Cause everyone become a double-header, writing letters using words that have been forgotten. Why does it keep me at every reason's gone rotten? And every dance they've done has been on a treadmill run. So you ask me another question while I put another bullet in my gun.
Catalog, and I must have passed it over somewhere. Anyway, let's get back to Dave. We got Dave Anger on the line with from the band Crankshaft, and we're so happy that you tuned in today and gave us a call.
Of course, anytime. Hello, kitties out there in Radio Land. How are you?
Ooh, listen to that voice. So smooth.
It's all those years of non-smoking.
Yeah. Tell us about all the bands that you've been in that you came to through your punk rock lifestyle.
Well, let's see. There's a Men in Black. I was in Live Nude. Crankshaft, of course. I had a weekend spout after a two-month rehearsal. I was in the youth brigade and left
nice.
Them. That was nice. To this day, I still call it my biggest mistake in my musical career. I should have never left them.
Aww.
But that was a personal matter, though. But hey, can I get a request if possible?
Yes,
when,
you
when
can.
We're ready to play some music, I would love
okay.
to hear my favorite song from my favorite band, Bleed, Duped.
Okay, any particular song or just anything from Bleed?
Duped.
Oh, Duped. Oh, you know what? I don't think I have that one on my soundboard.
You forgot the Bleeding Fruit.
That's all right. Any song by them. I love Andy Turner's vocals.
You forgot Forbidden Fruit.
Forbidden Fruit.
Forbidden Fruit.
You were in that band with me and Rigor Mortis.
Oh, yeah. It's so long ago. My mind has been through so much in all these years, but luckily I still can dress myself and put on one sock, 1 foot at a time.
That's right, punk rocker.
Okay, well, I did come up with Rigor Mortis, The Awakening.
Yeah, let's hear
Big
Ed and Little Mark.
All right,
Big
here
Ed.
We go. Woohoo!
Cup.
Love you, Big Ed. Up in rock and roll heaven.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so I'm really glad that I still have you on the line here with Tequila. I have a submission from the website. Somebody is asking me about the Sounds of U.S. Cities like Texas and San Diego LPs, and they're asking me if they were ever released or what happened with those. Do any of you remember, you know, they had the Sound of Portland and the Sound of this, the Sound of that. And I've never heard of the Sound of Texas or the Sound of San Diego. Have you?
No.
Either one of you?
No. Does it even ring a
bell? No.
Yeah, strange. Well, I told them, good luck. I told them, give contact Doug. I told them how to get a hold of him. I said, and remember, he's 95, so responding will be slow. Oh, good.
At least you're still ticking. At least you're still ticking.
I know, I know. I just sent him a really nice birthday present, you know, and he's like, can I have that much every month? I said, dude, we would go broke. You can't
right.
blame him for asking. Oh, good.
Well, he's got a girlfriend to support, doesn't he? He's, like, still dating,
yeah.
like, young girls. And
oh, yeah.
You wish you were 95 like Doug Moody is.
Right?
That's what's keeping him strong.
He's still got a head full of hair.
Right.
Like more hair than anybody in town. And
right.
he's 95 years old.
Yep.
And he's still getting the chicks.
Yes,
and others.
He is. Yeah. I mean, when you're 95, a 60-year-old or 67, 68-year-old is a young chick to him, right?
Mhm. You know, that's you know what, he was on the 40 years before she was born. I don't have
right.
anything to say about that.
Right.
I don't rob cradles, I just rock them.
Oh goodness. Do you remember
well,
the Undercity Kings, Dave?
Yes, yes, I do remember them. I like those guys. Do you
they
have anything by them?
Well, yeah, they came back and brought me a new record. Let me see. I just got a message from Andy Turner out in the UK.
Right.
He says he's fine. He's been working a lot. He's a truck driver. He drives a truck in the UK all over to Ireland and Scotland too. Graveyard shift. So when we're just getting going, he's like ending his shift, and he always tunes into the radio. Hey, Andy, we're all cheering for you.
Yay, Andy, I'm coming over there in April, so make sure you leave your address so I can hit you up when I come through England.
All right.
Oh, Eli, if you do go, let me know. I have something I want to send you. I want to send with you to them.
Okay.
What's that? Oh, you're talking to tequila.
A little present I made for them. Yeah, it's something I want to send for my friend Bleed out there.
Very good.
Where's punk rock at?
All right, you guys got to hear this Lung Cheese by Incest Cattle. Okay, so Dave, you asked about Undercity Kings. I do have some of their new tracks. I had them right in front of me a minute ago, and everything is basically on my soundboard is in alphabetical order, except for the ones that I put a zero or a one, so it would be close to the top. So sometimes it takes me a while to find things. Okay, so here's Dave's other band, Poisonous Members, Mad Mark Reed. He was a very close friend of most of us.
Yeah.
He was a great artist, tattoo artist, and band manager for the Battalion of Saints in San Diego area. And he was just a really nice guy. You know, people, it's like me. Either people loved him or they hated him. All right, so here's Poisonous Members, Dave Enger's band, other band, Mad Mark Rude. Woo!
Mad Mark Rude, our skull pump loads.
Clark Ruse.
So awesome. He's one of the great, great graphic artists in Los Angeles, too.
Yes, yes. Even still to this day, his art is just phenomenal. It's just,
he did a lot of the covers for Tex and the Horseheads.
Yeah, he did some Mystic covers, too. It came from Slimy Valley and the Battalion of Saints and, I don't know, probably other stuff I've already forgotten about. But anyway, yeah, rest in peace, Mark Rude. We all miss you and hope you're looking down on us in rock and roll heaven.
a little punk rock history on that song right there. On that song, Louis Metz from Mad Society is playing bass. Originally, Stevie Metz, the old singer for Mad Society, wrote that song, wrote the lyrics to that song. And then Louis asked me to play a guitar. Then we brought Lance Poison in to be vocalist for that. Mad Society was making a comeback, but Steve was busy with personal things and couldn't sing, so then they changed the name of the band.
Well, I didn't know that. So you said it was Stevie Metz, and what was the other one's name?
Well, Louis. Louis Metz, the old bass player, his brother, his older brother, is playing bass on that with me on that in this band, Poisonous Members. It was originally Mad Society. They were going to make a comeback, but Stevie got busy with personal things, so he left. And then Lance came in to sing, and then their guitar player left. Actually, their original guitar player for what was called Poisonous Members is Robert Palazzo. He's the guitar player in the Vigils, which are playing all the L.A. circuit right now, all around.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? I never knew that there was an older brother.
Yeah, the bass player for Mad Society was Stevie's, the old singer for Mad Society's older brother. So that's actually an old Mad Society song, just with different lyrics.
Right. Yeah, Mad Society,
It was a little kid punk band.
He was really young. I don't even, what was he, like 12 years old?
Yeah, he was bloody 10.
He was 10?
Yeah, he was 10 at that time.
Oh, my goodness.
Now he's a yoga teacher.
Oh, how cool.
He's an older, good-looking guy with a nice beard.
I would never recognize him with a beard. Of course, but I wouldn't recognize him over the age of 10, right?
Yeah, I remember when he climbed on stage with PIL, the first May 4th, 1980 public image show.
Oh, yeah.
And he "Are you listening?" Do you remember that show at the Olympic Auditorium?
Yeah, I was terrified that night. My hair was still a little long, and I was in the back shaking. Everybody looked so crazy and violent. And it was like, I went home and cut my hair after that night.
That was a wild place.
And with the punk rock way.
Yeah,
yes,
that was really wild.
It.
In the 60s, we used to go to the roller derby there, and that was really, really scary. You know, I was pretty young back then.
I love watching girls.
I never would go to a punk show there because I knew how crazy it got just for the roller derby. So it's like when Lewis would go filming, you know, we went to a lot of those gigs together, you know.
I saw Public Image twice there, the Discharge also. I saw Discharge there.
That was great. 1980 and 1984.
Yeah.
Yep. I was at those shows. Really amazing shows. Johnny Rotten was really good then. Really, really, really good. He wouldn't do anything he was supposed to do. That's what made it cool. I want to hear the Gerbil Turds. I want to hear my favorite Gerbil Turds song.
Okay, but wait a minute. While we were listening to things and talking, I pulled up the Undercity Kings for Dave, and then we'll go to...
Roses are red.
Violets are blue. All right. So here is the original Undercity Kings song.
I'll listen to the Undercity
theme song,
but I gotta say goodbye. I have a personal
matter. What's
up, Twig Bar? Okay, Dave, it was nice having you on, and have a great day.
Love you, David.
Love you,
Lady. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh, we missed him. All right.
Corporation Association for the last picture. Instead of happiness, it's under obligation. I'm gonna let it cave. If I try to make this plan, I'm gonna let it cave. Now it's time we met a stand.
for any god's reason. Cut the sector by the sideways of the vision on Unathletic Cave. It's our side that made this land Unathletic Cave. California next. Georgia stepping up again in an under-city kingdom would draw them down. Under-city king, it's our time to make this plan. Under-city king, now it's time we made a stand. Under-city king.
All right, so that was the original Under-city Kings, and here's the new Under-city Kings.
You set the fun.
What would we do without those one-minute songs?
They're everything. They fit everywhere. You can put it in your pocket.
Yeah, you could. I like their new singer. She's quite into it, and
what's her name? Do you know?
Well, I know her last name is Mitchell because she's married to Todd Mitchell, one of the original members left in the band.
Well, she's brilliant. She's a brilliant singer.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
Her timing is so good.
Okay, so Andy, nice to see you tuning in. Andy Turner of the band Bleed. So I have to put
awesome.
That song on there. I need to update my soundboard because, just because. Here we go.
Yeah.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for you, why you problem. I don't give a shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fucking friends. Thumbs up for you, why you problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. You made a post about that wedding. And no one cares about your ugly ass kid. Definitely doesn't mean that fuck, you're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wife and problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck.
That was really nice to have Dave Anger call in and be with us on the show and give us a little history of a couple of his songs that we played.
Yeah, that was great. I love Dave. I'm so glad he called in for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
so,
you know, another... You first.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
After you.
Okay, so another band that has come back to Mystic Records, The Insolence, went and redid all of their old songs, and they sound so good, and they added two new songs to the original Spout Off. Do you remember The Insolence with Kevin Kubota?
Yes, I do.
Their original record fetches like $50-$60 these days because, you know, it was never repressed, you know. There was an original X amount circulated, and that was it.
Well, let's hear what they got to say. I want to hear the new mix.
Yeah. Here's one called Violent Fuzz.
Right?
One big show with three days left. Traps all leather and skin. Life tries to stop getting out of hand. Everyone pushing it in. Getting under what can't even stand. My head is starting to spin. Perspiring parts of the swollen land. There's no way.
About that feedback. I don't know why it does that on just certain songs, and I never know when it's going to do that. Anyway.
Gerbil turds.
I was going to ask you, what was it you were asking me for, because I was searching. Okay,
gerbil turds, it's Christmas time in the city.
Okay, let's see. Boredom, that's the song that you like, Boredom. Let me see. Hopefully it's under alphabetical order. So let's go up to the B's and see what is up.
Gerbil Church. I saw Texacala play the other night at the old Goldfingers, which is now called the North End. And I'm going to start booking some shows there.
I saw that, yes. And is she still living in Texas?
She is living in Texas, but she comes out here to hang out with Maxine, Shelley, her other adopted sister, and Teresa Stone is playing hand drum with her when she plays. And I have some live shows, so, you know, you can probably look them up on my page if you're looking for Texacala Jones, or I probably put it on her page too. Yeah.
And anybody's band out there who wants to get in on any shows with the Redwood, look up Tequila Mockingbird.
That's right. Find me. I'm hard to find, but find me.
Cut people. good. I just wanna get laid. I just wanna get laid. Soft and slinky, sticky pinky, right up your ass. Sick slut, you suck too much. Fuck you in class. Get down on your knees, baby, maybe suck my dick. Oh, you're a naughty girl. I like the way you lick. I just wanna get laid.
The title of it is I Like Chili. That one's called Boredom. That one's on the new compilation album, Horrors of Bedlam. And if you can't get the vinyl...
Get your it now on Mystic Records.
That's right. And it's on all the downloading...
platforms.
Stores. Let's
yeah.
See.
So I love this song because it's so romantic, and I feel that this song is a song that I would cover in one of my sets.
Oh, I would love to hear you cover that. That would be so cool. Okay, so while I'm looking for the I Like Chili, here's the Spam 69.
Watch
you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you lie. Watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you lie.
Okay, here we go with I Like Chili by the Gerbil Turds. I can't wait
I like
to
chili.
Cover this. There you go.
Woo!
This next song I'm going to play is one of those one-minute songs on Mystic's album, 60 Bands. 60 bands on one CD. And this is by ONS, Our Neighbors Suck. Girls, girls, girls.
Girls, girls, girls.
The song Girls, Girls, Girls was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller and was first recorded and released by the Coasters in 1961. Little trivia there for you. Did you fall asleep to Tequila? All right, well, let's go on. Here we go with Don't Know. S-S-U.
We're not
I've just came across a 3 days old picture of Tequila at the Pasadena Doodah Parade with Karen Lindbergh Frieda. You girls have your tiaras on and you're looking very smart.
Ah, thank you. You know, thank in LA, we're all kind of depressed because Attila died. Attila was the first haircutter to do punk rock on Melrose. He got everyone to get their mohawks from him. He Aww. Was a symbol of the 84 Olympic, the Olympics. And,
wow.
yeah, it's very sad. He died. And then the guy who owned Neo 80, his name was Klaus, and he just died. So I want to put a shout out, really loud shout out to our dead heroes, punk rock
Aww.
Heroes.
That's right. There are quite a few of them. We love them all.
Absolutely. So what are you going to play
yeah.
now?
I'm glad you owe me.
A little snip from El Duce.
Yeah.
LA Girls, that's us. Of the show. So if anyone has anything they want to say on the air, we are live and the number is 646-478-3594. See you there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that song doesn't really come out real clear, but he says, I hate piggers. Okay, so here's one. Bleach Party USA. Bleach, get stoked. Okay, here, this one. This one's for... Drink Bleach song. Anyway, I just came across a bulletin from Denise Brown, a.k.a. Tequila Mockingbird, and the Hollywood Christmas Parade is this Sunday. It starts at 5 p.m. on Hollywood Boulevard, and you don't want to miss it. And this picture is really nice here. It shows Tequila walking the red carpet with the Prince, Mario Max Prince. I can't say his last name. Can you?
Schomburg Lippi.
Okay, there you go. What she said.
He's the Prince of Schomburg. He's the Prince of Schomburg, actually. Schomburg, Germany. He has a big castle there.
All right. I love that picture. That's so cool.
Thank you. He's like, oh, he introduced me to all these millionaires, and he's like, oh, she's a punk rocker. And they're like, ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah. That's neat. That's really neat. Oh,
shout out to all those kids home with COVID right now.
Oh, I know. Isn't it terrible? I can't believe it's coming back out again really bad in full force. Are they making people wear masks in public? I don't know. I haven't been anywhere for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, people stay home because they don't want to wear a mask.
Right. Oh, goodness.
But you know what, you guys, whatever it takes, let's do it.
Right. Yeah, we've got to get a handle on
week,
that.
Right? We'll be back next week for more Party or Go Home because we know you love to party.
That's right. That's right. Every Saturday, I try for 11 o'clock, but when I'm a little slow, it goes on till starts at 11:30, so you can always always know that you can find Party or Go Home on my Facebook page, Candice Dandrea.
And you can find it on my page, Tequila Mockingbird, or the Tequila Mockingbird Punk Museum has a link to Party or Go Home.
There you go. All right, what a life we live, huh? Here we go with Vine.
Yeah.
like to thank everyone who tuned in today to Mystic Records Radio, Party or Go Home. We'll be signing off here. Tequila, we'll check you next time.
We'll see
Any
you next
final
week.
Words?
Buy my record from Mystic, Tequila Mockingbird, The Blonde Moondust. And look at all the great songs on Mystic.
Very good. Thank you, Tequila. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. And don't you forget to party or go home.
Yee-hoo!
Woo-hoo. Time. Bye.
Bye.